You are the one talking nonsense.
I told you to divorce this peasant and marry Prince Frederick. Instead, you give him your precious bronze invite?
Even if it's just a bronze invite, there are only 18 in this entire ceremony. The rest are pewter. It's your honor to even have one.
Wait till the CEO finds out she gave this precious invitation away to a nobody like Kingsley. He'll be raging.
Have you forgotten, Hannah? Kingsley is my rightful husband.
That was just a fake marriage.
And why can't it be true love? I've never felt so safe with anyone else before. I've witnessed his capabilities and intelligence. I know he's the one for me. I must thank you for giving up on Kingsley. Otherwise, I wouldn't have found such a perfect husband. Otherwise, I wouldn't have found such a perfect husband.
What could you possibly see in him? I was with him for 5 years, and I can assure you he is hopelessly worthless.
Don't you feel bad for saying that, Hannah?
Right, no, you have no shame.
I don't care to bring up the past, but since you've already started, I funded all your research, recommended you for jobs, and supported your career every step of the way.
No, you didn't. The king of CEOs did. Stop lying.
See, I kept it hidden because I didn't want to shatter your fragile ego. But you just kept treating me like a roadside ATM while looking down on me the whole time.
You still don't get why I dumped you, Kingsley. Success is something that you have to earn. Not me handing out free passes. You have no education, no money, no house, and no car. The little bit that you can afford is because he sold your life to the government and joined the military. And now you're leeching off of the Charlotte Sinclair. You have nothing worth my respect.
Excuse me. Kingsley is my husband now. You have no right to judge him.
How dare you, Charlotte Sinclair?